Hello, welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2radio.com, and you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar. And like I said, you're on 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. And my topic tonight is the fifth chakra. Very important, you could say. It's about communications, it's about creativity. But before I start my topic tonight, I would like to mention that I'm available as a advisor, a medium, and a psychic on 1-2listen.com, the flip side of 1-2 Radio. So just want you to know that. And also, check me on my website. That's jimkomar.com, J-I-M-K-O-M-A-R.com. That's jimkomar.com, J-I-M-K-O-M-A-R.com. And let's start the topic tonight, fifth chakra. And like I said, it's about communications, about expressing your creativity, expressing your ideas through your voice. And the meaning of the fifth chakra is about purification. Now, think about that. As you express, you can purify. Because when you express, you're letting go of things maybe that are bothering you. As you express, you're encompassing ideas, concepts that could be uniquely yours. And that's a form of purification right there. And the location of this area is definitely the throat, the fifth chakra. And the element is sound. And like I said, the function is about communication and creativity here. And what's interesting about the fifth chakra, it's a synthesis of ideas into symbols. So think about a synthesis of ideas into symbols. In other words, you have these concepts. So that's what's neat about, you could say, your fifth chakra, sound vibrations. And just let me make this comment about sound and vibration. Sound and vibration can be healing. So it's important that when you speak, if you speak certain words or a phrase, create a tone that is pleasing, create a tone that is soothing, create a tone that is healing. And through your fifth chakra, you are, how would you say it, in that mode anyway. And the gland would be the thyroid in the endocrine system and the parathyroid. The thyroid is just literally at the base of your neck. And if you ever see a picture of a thyroid, it's a tiny little thing, but it's an important little organ there, or part of the endocrine system. It deals a lot with the brain, memory, all sorts of things. But it also, attached to the thyroid, is the parathyroid. And they're like little ears coming off the thyroid, the parathyroid. And that deals with brain function too. And so the parts of the body that, you could say the fifth chakra is controls would be your neck, shoulders, arms, and hands. Kind of an interplay between the fourth chakra and the fifth chakra there. And the function is, you could say a malfunction of your fifth chakra would be a sore throat, a stiff neck, a cold. You feel cold around your neck. Hearing problems also. You might have, and thyroid problems. You might have a hypo, which is a slow one, or a hyper, which is a fast one. Either one is best to get that under control so that you have a brain that functions right. The thyroid, like I said, is very important to the function of the brain. And the color that the fifth chakra is blue. The sense would be hearing. Because you can hear yourself as you speak. So therefore, the sense, that particular sense in the fifth chakra would be the hearing aspects. The planets involved with your fifth chakra would be Mercury and Neptune for your astrologer people. So think about that. You when you get sick, does your throat seize up? I mean, does it get sore? Does it get swollen? That kind of thing. And also a gemstone that it relates to would be turquoise. So if you wore a turquoise stone around your neck, that could be healing. That could open up that fifth chakra in a very positive way. It could keep it open. It could keep you could say, the thyroid happy, the throat happy, your neck, shoulders, arms, hands, you could say much happier. And you could say with the fifth chakra, it relates to sound. It's rhythmatic vibrations of words. So let me repeat that. It's about sound, but it's also rhythmatic vibrations about words, your words that come out of you, your ideas. Remember I said the fifth chakra is communications and creativity? Well, as you speak, you're creating. As I speak, I'm creating. When we speak, we create there. And communications, you could say, with the fifth chakra is a means of extending your consciousness from one place to another because you're expressing ideas. You're expressing your concepts. Whether people like it or not, that's up to them. You don't have to worry about it. If you need to speak your truth, your mind, you go ahead and speak it. Because when you do, you're actually, when you speak your truth, you purify. Because you're not, oh, I better not say that. They might get upset. Well, if they get upset, it's not because of you. It's because of them. So, and what's another aspect of communications, it's you could say, it is the heart of coordination amongst all living things. Communication. Think about all the communications that go on in your body. Just not your voice, not your words, but we're talking about cell-to-cell communication, the DNA communicating, things along this line. And what I think about the fifth chakra is communications is, you could say, a connecting principle that makes all life possible. If we never communicated, how could we meet people to create, you could say, families, babies, and carry on the species, carry on our species? So it's a very connecting principle, communications, you know, because it connects you to your family, to strangers, to friends, to coworkers, to everybody in life. And I mentioned a few seconds ago how DNA, well, in all DNA, that double helix, that's the shape of the DNA, literally has 5 billion bits of information on that DNA, one single DNA. And in the DNA is a 5 billion bits of encoded messages. So your DNA is always communicating with you. Your cells are always communicating with the cells next to them, whether it's liver cells, whether it's skin cells, whether it's wherever the cells are. Literally, there's 70 trillion plus cells in our body. And it's the spoken and written word, because when you speak, and if you have the ability to write, so there's a written form of this too. And if you think about when you speak and the vibrations that come from your voice, the tones, the qualities, when you write these words down, they can be just as powerful if someone else reads it. So there's a lot of power in the written word as well as the spoken word. And another thing here. Since cells are constantly communicating with themselves, the DNA is constantly sending out encoded messages to your body. You know, without them, we would not exist. You could say without the fifth chakra, that communication between us and the world, between our bodies from cell to cell, between each DNA to each DNA, you know, it's all, it's, you could say it's the messages of all living cells. The vibration. Think about your cells vibrating. And what I mean by cells vibrating on an energetic level here is the fact is that the cells are made up of molecules, which are made up of individual atoms. A molecule is a group of atoms. And the thing that happens is on an atomic level, you got vibrations. You got high vibrations. You got a neutron, electrons, protons. All that kind of nucleus would be like kind of the sun of our galaxy, of our solar system, excuse me. And, you know, it's communications is good no matter what. Whether you disagree or agree with someone, your neighbor, your friend, your husband, your wife, doesn't matter. And that you could say another aspect of communications is there's an electrical aspect between brainwave patterns and muscle tissues. So if you think about your fifth chakra about communicating, electronically speaking, we are electrical creatures in nature. Hence, we are producing electromagnetic fields, our auras around us constantly. But there's electronic communications between, you could say, the brainwaves and muscle tissue. You know, without that, we're not moving. We're paralyzed. We're standing still. With that, you could say when we lose that communications between the brain, the brain waves, and the muscle tissue, you may not be able to walk, or you get somewhat paralyzed, or you are paralyzed. And there's also another aspect here with the human body about communications. Besides the electrical communications, there's a chemical communications. It's, you could say, on a cellular level, on a hormonal level. There'd be no physical growth without this chemical communications, without hormones being produced in all our endocrine system, from the pituitary down to the ovaries and the testicles in a man and a woman there. There, you could say, it's a necessity. And so without this communication, this chemical communication, we would not grow, period. So the fifth chakra is just not about speak, just not about talk. It's about the written word. It's about communications between cell to cell. It's electrical, chemical communications here. It's if there's no communication on a DNA level to reproduce cells, let's say. You know, because every time, one thing about the human body, when a cell gets old and depletes itself, well, the body absorbs it. But what's interesting here is the body recycles all those things, recycles the parts of the cells that can be used again. So life would not continue on this, you go microscopic level here without communications, whether it's chemical communication or electrical communication. And like I said, it's important for the DNA to have communications because it allows the cells to reproduce itself. And just think every day, you're literally sloughing off thousands and thousands of skin cells. It's the biggest organ in the body. Well, if there was no communications there, your skin would not regrow, would not reboot itself. So without the fifth chakra, we don't exist. We might exist, but we don't exist for, you could say, a very short period of time because the body's not replicating things necessary for life, for our life, for your life, for everybody's life, whether you're human or non-human. And what I mean by non-human, animals, you know, that thing. And it's, you could say, our civilization is dependent on communications here. Because without communications, we don't know. Maybe some of us can read people's minds, but there's many people that can't. Without it, you could say it, you know, communications bring a sense of community, a sense of camaraderie, a sense of understanding. And you could say a sense of anger too. Communication can bring every emotion in the book that you have inside of you, whether it's love or hate. And there are lots of people in the world that communicate hate, but that's not your problem. That's their problem. You don't have to agree. You can disagree with that. And another, what's interesting here, another form of communication in the human body is your network of your central and sympathetic nervous system. It sends signals so that you can move your leg forward. So the muscle responds when you think, I have to walk forward. And in your brain, your central nervous system will send a signal, literally in nanoseconds here, and said, okay, activate that muscle. And it's also the center of sound, vibration, and self-expression. Since it's sound and vibration, it's also self-expression. So please express. Don't be in fear. Now, if you live in a place where you can express for one reason or another, because there are many places in the world that are free, there are many places in the world that are not free. And you could say in those places, communications is limited because who knows what can happen? What could happen to you if you say the wrong thing in a place in a place like that? Okay, like places would be like North Korea, China, Venezuela, those countries. You know, those places where expression is limited, communication is limited, and so, you know, think about what I said a few minutes ago about communications between the nerves from one nerve to the next that goes down like the dominoes. You say, I want to move forward, and I need to walk over there. You have that thought, and all of a sudden the brain sends the signals from the central nervous system. And depending on what's happening, your sympathetic nervous system, which is your third chakra down there by your solar plexus, is located right there, the sympathetic nervous system, you're communicating with the world. You're communicating with people you love, with communicating with people you've met for the first time in your life. This is truly your self-expression. So don't be in fear. Now, if you have to be in fear, you know, do accordingly to preserve your life. Because you never know. You know, if you live in a place where you can't communicate because it's not acceptable, well, then do the best you can. But you still can communicate with your loved ones and your family members on a daily basis. And your body's always going to be communicating through many levels, on a deep cellular level, and so forth and so on here. But what's interesting here is it's your realm of consciousness. Through the fifth chakra, it's your realm of consciousness that, and I want to say hello to everyone in the chat room tonight. Thank you for chatting. Thank you for being a part of the chat room. If you need to get to the chat room, it's quite easy. Just go to 12radio.com and click on that you want to be part of the chat, and you'll be there. It's through Facebook, by the way. So it's pretty simple to get there, and you can express everything you need to express in the chat room. So please try it out if you haven't. But if you don't want to, just listen. Just relax into it and communicate. And so here I am talking about your realm of consciousness. Your realm of consciousness controls and creates and transmits and receives communications constantly. And think about this, when you see something with your eyes, the eyes go right into your conscious state. And sorry about that. I just had a phone here and I just disconnected that phone. So sorry. And so we're talking about, you know, through your consciousness, that creates all the wonderful ideas you have. And it's transmitted through your fifth chakra as you speak it, as you write it for that matter. Because like I said, the fifth chakra is about your hands, your fingers, and you write with your hands. Whatever language you write in, it doesn't matter. You're communicating, and energetically, that's just as powerful as your speaking words, as you speak. It's you could say dealing with old ideas and creating new ideas with your old ideas. You think about this consciousness. You have a lot of old ideas in there that you're ruminating with daily. And sometimes those old ideas may not serve you. So there's a creation of new. And you can communicate these new ideas and concepts to the people that you need to communicate with on a daily basis. And basically, communication is basically the art and the process of transmitting and receiving information. That's all communications is. Let me repeat that. It's the art and the process of transmitting and receiving information. And that's okay. We need to speak our truths. We need to enjoy our consciousness. We need to create communications between the cells. We need to create communications between the DNA, so the DNA sends signals to renew cells or whatever. Like I said, it's a chemical process. It's an electrical process. It's electrical and chemical communications within the internal body. That's all dealing with the fifth chakra here. It's okay. And the fifth chakra is about yang. That would be more masculine energy. The yin is the feminine energy. The yang is the masculine energy. So the fifth chakra deals with masculine energy. And so if you think about communication, when you speak, you are truly expressing yourself, your ideas, your concepts. And that can be considered masculine because you're no longer quiet. You're out there in the world saying, this is my thought about this idea or whatever. This is whatever it is. It doesn't matter. But communication is your first level of physical change. Because when you communicate an idea you've never spoken to with anybody, there is a physical change there. And when your body on a cellular level is communicating with the 70 trillion plus cells in the body, keeping your body refreshed, renewed, that like I said, the chemical, electrical processes from the brain, the central nervous system telling the muscle to, I want to walk across the room, and literally activates that muscle between, you say, your muscle and your central and your sympathetic nervous system to move across the room freely without problems. And it's the essential key of accessing your inner planes, of existence here. Multidimensional, you can say. The fifth chakra is multidimensional. If you think of a chakra, everyone has it like on a one-dimensional piece of paper. But how many levels? How many levels does it go? And in my energy work, I've noticed, I've counted, now I'm up to about 18 levels. So that's interdimensional right there. All chakras are interdimensional, accessing other existences and places. But my producer Scott just mentioned that I have a break coming up and I'll be back in 5 minutes. And until then, remember there are two things that are important: the peace of mind you give to yourself and others, and the unconditional love you give to yourself and others. Be back in 5 minutes.
Hey, you're listening to 1-2 Radio. That makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.
We are so happy that you have found 1-2 Radio. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, just head over to 1-2radio.com, click on the chat button, and just like that, you'll be redirected into our Facebook chat room. It's magic.
Hi, this is Erin Muir, and you're listening to 12radio.com, changing the way you listen to the world.
Hey, everybody in 12 land, Kelly McLean here. I'm coming back to 12 Radio in September, and I'm really excited about my new show. It's a bit of a talk show format, a little edgy, as you might expect from me, and I'm really excited. I hope you'll join me Thursdays at 7 p.m. for Bitch Splaining. Hope you'll play with us in the chat room, and I can't wait to see you there.
Hey there. This is Jay Varvel, host of my new show, The Jay Varvel Show, that's playing every Thursday night at 6 p.m. That's live right after Jim Kamar's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I was going to name my show similar to Jim's. That included my passions, too. But Pathways to My Refrigerator or Pajamas for the Soul, well, that just didn't have the same ring. So, I'm going for what I know. People, energy, readings, life from my point of view. And did I mention readings? It's simple. The Jay Varvel Show. That's my name. Live on 12 Radio. See you there. Hey there. let me try that again.
It is a great day to be alive. It is a great day to notice that you are strong and powerful in your own right. It is a great day to say thank you and to feel gratitude and to be kind to somebody else who needs it. Hey, and it's also a great day to listen to me, Dr. Lisa, on 12 Radio, Mondays, 9 a.m. Pacific. Come join me. Let me help inspire a renaissance of spirit within you.
You're listening to 12radio.com, conscious talk radio with over 25 shows to make you think, laugh, cry, or maybe just to remind you that you're not alone. 12radio.com, we're sure glad you found us.
So happy that you have found 12 Radio. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, just head over to 12radio.com, click on the chat button, and just like that, you'll be redirected into our Facebook chat room. It's magic.
Hello, welcome back to 12 Radio. That's 12radio.com. And you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Kamar. And like I said, you're on 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. And my topic tonight is the fifth chakra. And the fifth chakra is all about communications, whether you expressing your creativity, your ideas, your concepts, as well as internal body functions from your central nervous system to the chemical and electrical communications of your brain to your endocrine system, hormonal processes that allow your body to express, grow, expand. You know, it's a key one. Without it, we wouldn't be around too long. If there's no cellular communication, that means when a cell, it wears itself out, that means it's not going to be replaced by something new and vibrant again. So you could say the fifth chakra is important in all aspects of life, of all aspects of human life and animal life, of insect life for that matter. And before I left, I was talking about communications is your first level of physical change. And this is the key to accessing your inner planes, interdimensional, multidimensional aspect of who you are, and your mental levels, your spiritual levels. So it's that communications we're talking about here, and multidimensional. And I just want to repeat this again. Before the break, I mentioned that everyone looks at a piece of, like, the fifth chakra. It's just a color on a chart. Okay, well, that's just one dimension. And like I said, I do a lot of energy work, a lot of energy therapy. And what I've noticed is I've counted up to 18, you could say 18 different levels of each chakra. And we're talking about those levels. What I really believe is they're true connections to other places of existence, other dimensions in the universe. And according to quantum physics, there's been a minimum of 12 theoretically proven mathematically. So other dimensions, other places exist beyond this one. So this is your way of communicating interdimensionally with your mental levels, with your spiritual aspects of who you are. What's cool about the fifth chakra, it allows infinite storage in the capacity of the brain. As you communicate, as your thoughts are being formulated in your brain, that's communication. So the brain allows all that to be stored, which is a beautiful thing, in my opinion. Memory is a good thing. And as you raise up your chakra system in general, there is like an upward decrease with boundaries and separation. As you're raising up the energy, as you rise up your chakra system, and the fifth chakra is right at the throat we're talking about. The sixth would be the third eye, the all-knowing eye, your all-knowing eye, your way of going into other spaces in a psychic way. And it's also if you think about communications, every time you communicate, every time your body's communicating with itself, you're creating connections. Your communication gives you expansion, gives you to go beyond everyday life. It's allowing your consciousness to express and evolve, because as you speak your ideas, opinions, views, and those kind of things, what's interesting here is communications creates your future, because you come up with ideas in that beautiful brain of yours, and then you express it through your mouth, throat. In the throat, there's a larynx. It's the voice box. Okay. So you could say it allows you to create your future through your communications. It allows your body to create its future because it's always replacing the parts, the cells, whatever that needs to be replaced with fresh new ones to make you vibrant, to make you keep you young, keep you energetic. And it's also a point between the abstract and you manifesting ideas through your fifth chakra. You come up with an idea, and it might seem abstract at first, but as you speak it out, as you write it out with your whatever it is that idea is, it allows those abstract words to come together so that the manifesting of ideas and concepts in this three-dimensional world we live in. So it's important. It's really important. It's the gateway between the mind and the body, your fifth chakra. And if you take care of your mind, and if you take care of your body, you're going to have a long, prosperous life. You're going to have a long, wonderful life, a long, healthy life. And the sound that you produce with your fifth chakra, it's about vibrations. It's about force. It's me saying it's about force, okay? It's you taking an idea such as the tendency, you could say the tendency of the fifth chakra is about purification within and around you. Because your body's always replacing cells, your body's always doing this internally. You don't have to think about it. That comes through the sympathetic nervous system. And that comes through the DNA. That comes through many ways. So you could say it tends, you could say as you purify within and around you, the sound has an effect on your cellular structure. Your sound has a harmonizing effect within you and outside of you. It also has an effect on your etheric body with the vibrations that each word, like word, yes, use that one for an example, that has an effect on the etheric body as well as internally and externally. And since your fifth chakra is a purifier, that means you can successfully reach and open your throat. That means you can actually talk. That means you can actually, you could say, the body wants to be pure. I really believe that. The body wants to be pure. And do we make it impure? Well, we can if we eat too much food or drink too much alcohol or whatever, you know. But the body wants to be pure. And you can always change your mind if you don't like what's happening. So it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. As long as you communicate, as long as you process all the wonderful things, and you could say through the purifying nature of the fifth chakra, this is created by different sounds and tones of your throat, through your throat. And this has an effect on the people around you. If you have a voice that is hypnotic, use it. Calm your children down. You know, think of the word om, you know. When you repeat that, see how that feels on every level of your body, from the atom to the cell to the organ to the hair on your head. And we're talking abstract thoughts, abstract thought forms here about your consciousness, and you're truly creating them, putting them into a bundle so you can express them so that they have meaning and understanding to the people around you. And it's also, you could say, it's about, it brings you into a deeper harmonic, subtle vibrational level with your etheric body. And the etheric body is, since we're electrical in nature, all of us, anything electrical gives off a field. So therefore, the etheric body is created through the electrical aspect of who we are, the electrical part of the, you could say, the brain. And the brain has these chemical and electrical connections. It depends on what part of the brain, what's happening, why the brain needs this part, and this part needs to be chemical, this part needs to be electrical, this part needs to be both. So it's like little Lego toys connecting. You know, you just snap it in, and boom, your body is off to the races, reproducing itself every 7 years. Literally, you have a new body. So think about that concept. Every 7 years, you have a new body. Don't you want to, like, change a few things? So you have less pain and suffering? Or if you have a knee issue that as it's reproducing, replacing itself through communications on a cellular level, on an atomic level, you can always change those things that are not so perfect in your body through your fifth chakra. And it's also vibration of manifestations of rhythms in your body. As long as you continue to communicate and your body internally is communicating with itself from the brain to the physical body and from cell to cell and so forth and so on, this allows you to create perfect health. This allows you to be perfect health. And it also opens up an awareness. As you become more aware of the world around you, you become more of aware through a vibrational level here. And the important thing is, and there's a question about the fifth chakra, Liliana. How do you clear the fifth chakra since sometimes there's too much information coming in? what I would say is open your hand, open the palm of your hand, and just feel that, you could say, the center of the palm, there's lots of energy there. And just put it right on your throat, right by the throat. And as you do that, have an idea or a concept that you're allowing the fifth chakra to slow down, or you're allowing this information not to be overwhelming. You know, just have that concept. And that can change everything literally in a nanosecond by doing that. So you might try that, Liliana. That works for me quite often. And so we're talking about rhythmic patterns here. And these rhythmic patterns are ingrained in your consciousness. That's how you could say the function of your consciousness is. It's ingrained rhythmic patterns. And there's one way to connect. You could say this is one way to connect to the universe. This is one way to connect to your spiritual aspect of who you are, your connection to source, to God, to creation itself. This is, you could say, the rhythms can create a calm state, but also rhythms can create crazy states. So literally, it's up to you. It's up to all of us. When you create a calm state, the tendency is that you are in a centered state. Your mind becomes calm when you are, you could say, these rhythmic patterns that are, you could say, center you, allow you not to be bothered by, you know, other people and what they're saying and what they're doing. Now, if they're doing something outrageous and doing something really disgusting and mean or just immoral, then, you know, you come into action to protect whatever's happening, yourself or others around you for that matter. And you do it through your fifth chakra here. Since you could say through your fifth chakra, you're creating these centered, calm states. If you have a calming day and you're not bothered by anyone around you or even yourself for that matter, Because who needs enemies when we can do it to ourselves? You know, that old saying, we don't, because we can sabotage our own selves. So, you know, as you create this calmness through your fifth chakra, through the brain and the connection of the throat to the brain, we're talking about vibrations that form like a unity. It creates unity. Oscillation. Oscillation. That's another form of communications. Oscillation are sound waves, basically. It's a unit of time. An oscillation is a unit of time, and it's literally called frequency. So oscillations are a unit of time, and these oscillations create the frequencies, the tones of your beautiful voice, of you creating love. Are you creating hate, for that matter? You still have a beautiful voice, and you don't have to, how would you say it? You don't have to do anything. And playing with mantras when I drive. Good. You know, the important thing here is you can do it internally through the mind, or you can, while you're driving, why don't you just say them out loud? Because they have more power. The frequencies, the vibrations are truly expressed out to your car, and then they come back to you. So that makes a mantra even more powerful. Whatever mantra you're repeating, you could say, I am love, I am peace, I am whatever mantra there is. And there's many, many mantras out there. You make it deep and personal, so you have a true connection there to change what you need to change. And so we're talking entrainment. Let's talk about rhythmic entrainment. And this is like a second waveform, which is similar to frequency. You could say similar to frequencies coming together. So one frequency coming together with another frequency. We're talking about like this rhythmic entrainment. And these entrainments are important because when you're thinking positive thoughts and you start creating entrainment on a communications level with the brain, between the brain and the throat, you are actually creating what I believe is a more lively brain, a better brain that can suit you, that can serve you better, a better memory, a better, you could say you're clear. You create clarity through your fifth chakra here. And this is this entrainment is very subtle vibrations here. You know, the tendency is to, you know, you could be a bull in the china shop, but you can also be the quiet one and create something wonderful to change the world. You don't always have to be a bull in the china shop. And if you think about entrainment, rhythmic entrainment, think about, let's say you've been with your mate there for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 5 years. Well, with time, there is a, which I find quite interesting, the best way to describe this is you start looking like your mate. Your mate starts looking like you because it's this rhythmic entrainment. It's about this, about tones, frequencies here. So you're literally changing your physical appearance because you're entrained, you're in tuned with your mate there. It takes time, but it does happen as time goes on. And think about your parents as they aged, how they looked like each other, or similar aspects of themselves being expressed. And so another thing here, there you say with this entrainment that is happening all the time as you speak, as you think your thoughts, it's positive things and negative things can happen. Because, like I said, we're yin and yang, and this is yang, which is a masculine aspect of your chakra. So positive things and negative things can happen. And it's important that you could say, speak before you jump off the cliff. Do you have to hurt people? No. Can you be neutral and get your point across without emotions? Yeah. And if you do that right, people will listen to you and go, now that's interesting. I never thought about it that way. So whether they're positive or negative thoughts, you have a direct effect on the world around you. So my opinion there is it's better to be positive than negative, because that negativity, it's coming from you to the world, and you're mad at the world, you're angry at the world because they're not doing what you want. Well, the world does what it wants to do, and you can't force the world to do anything it doesn't want to do. It's kind, you could say, if you're frustrated by the world, get over it. People are going to be mean. People are going to be prejudiced. People are going to be hateful. But on the, you could say the aspect of that is people are going to be caring, loving, and supportive. So this is all about your fifth chakra. This is you matching your vibrations with your environment, with the food you eat, with your friends, with your profession, that your coworkers that you've chosen in your life. And so it serves you and me, all of us, to focus on calmness, to focus on joy, to focus on love, to focus on all the blessed things you have in this beautiful world. And if you don't have enough, you can always get more. And one thing about this world of ours, there's plenty of stuff out there. Now, is stuff going to make you happy? Well, maybe momentarily, but as soon as you get something, it's you're excited, but a day later, it's like, oh, that's just what I bought yesterday. No big deal. So this is, you're vibrationally, you're creating something that lasts all day long when you speak aloud in the morning. So if you create something that is loving, caring, warming, positive, you're setting your day off in a very positive stride. And, vibrational sounds, like I said, om, omwa, ah, omwa, om. Okay, amen, amen. Same thing, same word in a different language, basically. And think about thoughts like, I am love, I am joy. I am whoever I want to be. Create these mantras and start repeating them. Who knows? You came here to be truly expressive through your fifth chakra, and it's time to be empowered to the world. You're not a victim. You're an empowered woman. You're an empowered man. Show your power, but be soft about it. Be kind about it. You don't have to be rude and crude and everything else. But I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I send you my thanks and gratitude to all the beautiful men and women listening to this show, wherever you are in this world of ours. And I hope this helped you. And I also want to thank my producer, Scott. Scott, you did a great job. I appreciate that. And also, remember, there are only two things that are important. You expressing who you are in a calm, peaceful manner, and you manifesting it out there in the world. But beyond that, practice this with your fifth chakra. Communicate better. Create better communications internally and externally. And remember, there are only two things that are important: the unconditional love you give to yourself and others, and the peace of mind you give to yourself and others. Until next week, have a great week. We'll talk next week. Bye.